Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, did I say Philly?
Yeah, yeah.
That was doesn't count.
Well, that was before 6 o'clock.
Before 6, count, yeah. So whatever you do, it doesn't count to standing. Now we are here. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. Your Philadelphia Eagles are in the playoffs, kinda.
Yeah.
But I have an announcement to make because I have been very strong for 2 years now. I'm Mr. Jalen Hurts. And then they played a game yesterday without him. And here is my announcement. After much thought, I have changed camps. I am no longer in the Jalen Hurts camp. I packed my gear up, and I moved down last night to the Gardner Minshew camp.
You're with somebody, win or win.
And the way, no, I think what you hear, the power of my logic, Keith Jones is here. Josie, I think you'll agree with me.
Let me hear it.
It's real simple, all right? What I witnessed yesterday was not the next Joe Montana. It was not even necessarily a cure for the quarterback problems for the rest of this season, which consists of four games.
Mm-hmm.
What I witnessed yesterday was a quarterback that would give the Eagles the best chance to win a huge football game in 2 weeks against division rival Washington. If you honestly believe Jalen Hurts gives you a better chance than Gardner Minshew, stay in the Hurts camp.
Yep.
I am not necessarily parking all my gear down and saying this is it for me. No, I am now doing game to game because this is playoff time. And you at 6-7 in a highly mediocre NFC have a chance to make the playoffs. And that matters, Jonesy.
It does.
That matters.
The whole thing matters. The playoffs matter.
What did you see yesterday from Gardner Minshew?
I saw a quarterback that was really good at the things that Hurts has struggled with. The passing accuracy was what stood out to me the most. His decision-making was excellent. He did everything he was asked to do. He performed admirably. I thought he was very good.
Rhea Hughes, what did you say?
I saw that not necessarily that I believe Minshew is the future, but he was very, very good yesterday. But I don't think that Jalen Hurts is either.
Pick a camp.
I don't have to pick a camp.
No, you have to. You're employed by this station. I'm requiring it.
Well, all I have to say is in the middle of the game last week, I told you I wanted Minshew in. They would have won that Jets game if he was there.
You've already selected.
I moved over earlier than you did.
I just came in now. You saw me last night with my sleeping bag. I moved over to the other camp.
You missed the s'mores.
So you're in the Minshew camp. I'm in the Minshew camp. What camp are you in, Josie?
I still want Hurts.
You're the Hurts camp. What camp are you in?
I'm in the Minshew camp. I think what you need, the idea is to make the playoffs this year. I'm not supposed to be developing a quarterback for next year and the year after. I'm supposed to be the best.
Is there any way that you can use both?
Is there a Taysom Hill type situation
here?
Buddy Ryan tried that with Gerard Jaworski and Randall Cunningham 112 years ago. Yeah. Didn't work.
Right.
You need one guy as the leader. Okay. It's not like shifts in hockey where, you know, you leave the ice, the next guy comes. It doesn't. People have tried it because it's so different in their skill set. It would not work.
Yep.
But before we go any further, if you are still residing on the fence, and make no mistake. Make no mistake. You have a quarterback controversy. Whether you realize it or not, by 10 o'clock this morning, I guarantee you one thing. You will agree that there is a quarterback controversy. The coach himself will be on, Al, at 7:30, and needless to say, I will annoy him with questions about his quarterback situation. You can guarantee that. But why don't we all take a moment to settle back and listen to a little Minshew magic.
The first time as an Eagle starter, the Mississippi mustache, Gardner Minshew, is in.
Minshew mania starts in Philadelphia.
He fires out in the flat. He's got a receiver, and running down the sideline is Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, when you see a screen work that well, Merrill, it's timing.
And the gun, Minshew, fires out in the flat. It is complete, breaking the tackle, and then being knocked out of bounds is Goedert.
I like these plays where Minshew's able to just read what they're doing on the other side.
He's looking. He is firing. It is complete. Breaking the tackle and going in for the touchdown is Goddard.
Here's the thing that I know about Gardner Minshew. He's a gamer.
Minshew fires. Complete. First down. And being taken down is Quez Watkins. Minshew takes the snap. He backs up. He looks. He is looping in. Catching in. Goddard in for a second touchdown.
El Bigote. Minshew money.
Made it look easy. He's back. He looks. He is starting to run. He's going to keep it. He is across the 40, and he is close to another first down. Not real fast. Kind of waddles down there.
Is that a waddle?
Looked like a waddle to me. Right about this time, 90 miles away, a quarterback controversy has begun. Officially.
Yes. That is correct, Merrill Reese, who had a phenomenal game. Later, I'll let you hear, he called the interception. There's only one turnover in the game. He called it.
Yeah.
5 seconds before it happened.
That's awesome.
That man is not a man. That's a genius. Yes, all right. But let's keep in mind. So this is what I am fascinated by quarterback controversy. You could hear last week I was politicking for one. Here's why. Because there is a certain set of steps required by a head coach when exactly this situation comes up. And we watched it at exactly the same point in the season last year, where suddenly Wentz sucked so bad they had to put Hurts in. And then Hurts came out, looked much better than Wentz had all year, the same way Minshew looked better than Hurts yesterday. And then the coach had to come out and pretend it didn't happen.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He had, Al, every word Doug Peterson said last year, that we couldn't get him to say anything good about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Now, there were times yesterday after the game where Sirianni gave him some credit.
Yeah.
But he was not gushing because you can't gush. It'll make the other guy feel bad. So here's Nick Sirianni after the game talking about the performance of Gardner Minshew.
You got a good offensive line, you got good receivers, you got a good tight end, you got good backs, you got a good running game, you got good defense. All right, so go out there and be yourself, and that's going to be enough. And so he did. He went out there, and he played a really, really outstanding game. I'm really, really happy for Gardner and the game that he played.
All right, first of all, we'll get to that defense thing later because he didn't see what I saw.
They're awful.
But all those other components he mentioned are the exact same components that Jalen Hurts has used, only never – in his career, has Jalen Hurts had a game in which his passer rating was 134. And not only that, Josie, did you see one ball where you went, wow, that almost got picked off?
No. His accuracy was excellent.
He
knew how to run the
game.
He did.
And there's one thing he did that Hurts will never be as good at. You're born with it. He sees the field better.
He does. He has
he
good instincts
the opening
in the pocket.
Guy. Hurts does not see the field as well as Minshew, and that's something he's going to have to overcome as his career goes on. And that is all of that are good reasons. But just so you know, the coach is making it clear, if all goes according to plan and Hurts recovers from his injury, he will be starting in the huge game 2 weeks from now at the Link, Washington. Here is the coach going on the record.
I think he's played good football. I think he's played really good football. You know, I think there's been times where he's been one of the best in the league with the way he's moved around, made plays, and we look at that quarterback rating and what he's had there. And so he's played really good football when he's in. And so when he's healthy and he's back, he'll be our starter.
All right, he's 5-7, and in addition to that, his quarterback rating is nowhere near as good as the guy you just used. So I don't know. No, don't use numbers. And don't say he's been one of the best quarterbacks out because he's not even rated in the top 20. So that's all. That's just gibberish.
He wasn't very smooth in his delivery of his praise.
No.
To Hurts, that tells me that there's part of in the back of his mind that he doesn't feel that comfortable
saying
the things
he said.
No, he doesn't.
And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm not going to come on here and lie. Now, the kid Minshew kind of won me over a little bit yesterday.
Why was that? His Top Gun outfit?
Let me go through it. Top Gun outfit, the bomber jacket with the patches. My wife walked up to the screen. I had to move her over. She wanted to read all his patches, right?
What did they say?
One was an eagle logo, and then another one was some sort of a bombing mission.
Well, you know what it was about? Actually, Marcus Hayes put it in his column today. It was an homage to his parents, whose first date was at the movie Top Gun.
But I'll just tell you, I'll start with what he told the CBS reporter Amanda Balionis right after the
end. Balionis is Frank the Animal.
I know, Frank. But it is not Amanda the Animal Balionis.
He's not the sideline reporter.
But this is Amanda talking to and bringing up directly whether there was a quarterback controversy. Here it is.
You guys now have a bye week. Are you thinking a little bit of quarterback controversy? Did you give the coaches something to think about over the bye week?
I don't know, man. I did the best I could. You know, my job and decide who plays quarterback. My job is to play quarterback.
He said all the right things.
Good, good answer.
He was a jokester. He told jokes during the thing. But he also gave you what he was going through because, remember, he was the starter at Jacksonville. And he had good numbers. But they had their eye on
Trevor Lawrence.
So they were going in another direction anyway. But here's what he said about how much fun he had.
It felt so good, man. It's the best time I've had since week one of last year. There's nothing like that feeling, you know. Glad to do it with this group of guys. They made it easy for me. So it was a lot of fun.
Ow.
This guy's awesome, man.
I'm watching him, and here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because I had seen a social media post where it took all of the people at WIP, and it placed on each and every one of us a Fu Manchu.
That was
not
great.
Rhea. I would have loved to see Rhea with Ow. We got the holidays coming up.
Yeah.
I may try it. That might be the look I have missed all these years.
Yeah.
Jonesy?
I think you would look good with that.
Show?
Yeah, you'd look nice with that.
I think you could rock that. It would give me more of an ominous look. And I'm going to tell you something else. If the kid were to keep playing to take you to the playoffs, you're going to see Fu Manchus everywhere in this town.
Oh, you will, for sure.
And a lot of little kids named Gardner. You know, they could do it for Jim Gardner the year he's
all
retiring.
Right, all right,
Gardner
settle
Mitch.
Down, big
all
boy.
All right, I agree. But I have changed camps.
Oh, wow, here he goes again.
I am now residing in the Gardner Minshew camp.
Oh, boy.
And I want your views. And I'm going to go right to the top guy to start with this, Al, our leader for the Dirty 30, Jason. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Angelo. Good morning, team.
All right, Jason, what did you see yesterday from this quarterback?
I loved what I saw. I mean, it looked like they were having a great time. He threw to a bunch of different receivers. You know, he looked confident. I was just very impressed. I was very, very impressed with him.
All right, Jason, who would you start in the next Eagles game?
I would actually start him.
There it is.
Wow.
Jason, the leader of the Dirty 30, is now residing in camp with Rhea and I. We're sharing a large tent. Rhea, we're all in the same tent. That's our campsite.
That's a no. I'm back in the Hurts camp.
Wait a minute. You can't do that based on who's in the other.
Over.
Put the fire
what
out.
What are you doing, Rhea? So, Jason, did you enjoy yesterday's game more than any other game this season?
I did.
There it is.
I really did. I really enjoyed the game, and I would love to see more magic.
All right. Now, where did you watch the game, Jason?
I watched the game at home.
All right. Now, were you just there alone or were there other people with you?
No, I was by myself yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Nice. That's a great way to watch it.
Were you still yelling and screaming to no one in particular?
It was a great day.
There it is.
Did you pitch a tent?
No, he already said he's in the Minshew camp. Would you stop it, Jonesy? Hey, Jason, Al needs one right now.
You ready? Here we go. E-A-G-L-E-S, Evo!
Thank you, Jason. So just to review where we are right now, Rhea Hughes, Al Morganti, Jason from the Dirty 30, and me, we are all in our sleeping bags in the Gardner Minshew camp. Keith Jones is in his own tent, and that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Right? Don't get too close to the campfire.
Yeah.
215.
It's going to be a different looking flame.
The Eagles, Al, are 6-7. After the bye, they get to play to win a playoff position right here. Three of the last four games are home, Al.
Yep.
This is going to be awesome. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time, 6:15.
Hey, if you can believe it, the NFL heading into the home stretch, and they're giving a huge Division III matchup between rivals Patriots and Bills. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 in just a $5 bet. And just like I said, I'd never go against Alabama in a big game. I'm not going to go against Belichick in a big game like this, so that's probably where you want to look. But it's going to be interesting as they try to change the power structure over there. So already a FanDuel Sportsbook user, FanDuel's hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 also. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with the promo code Al before tonight's matchup. You could win $150 on just a $5 bet. Remember, use the promo code AL so they know we sent you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back at 6:22. I have a couple of things I want to say here. One is I pride myself on being unpredictable. I don't like when people think they can predict what I'm going to say or do from day to day, all right? In fact, nobody knew I was coming in today to say I'd change camps, but I am now in the Minshew camp.
That was predictable.
Right? It was not predictable.
Yes, it was.
At all. But worse, Rhea has just shown me a social media posting from some horse's ass who predicted my question of the day.
Oh, Ava did, yeah.
All right, so I'm sorry, Ava did. Ava, would you please read this posting?
I can't even get this guy's Twitter thing. Is Rocky Balboa cheesesteak fun? So here, WIP Morning Show, I'll just save you the time. Who should be the quarterback coming out of the bye week? Options are Hurts, Minshew, Butch from Manioc, Rear.
Right. First of all, I don't appreciate any of it.
That's outstanding.
It is not outstanding. First of all, Rear.
Yes.
Rear. You are not eligible.
No.
Second of all, Butch from Antioch could never be able to pass the drug testing.
Not in the least.
All right, so it's down to two, and that's our actual question today. Go ahead.
Brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Who should start for the Eagles at quarterback in the first game after the bye? Jalen Hurts, Gardner Minshew.
The other two are not in the vote. Now, Al, I was watching the postgame show. This is the only question today. So I'm watching it, and they post it by the second. And they've got Hurts and they've got Minshew. And it's flopping back and forth. 52-48, 51-49, 49-51. And it's jumping back and forth, back and forth. There was not a consensus.
No.
There was not a consensus. Today, we hope to find the consensus. And I will be asking many of the callers to select a camp.
Whoa.
Because right now,
you have to now.
You could be in the Jonesy camp. Jonesy's sticking with Hurts. And
yes,
the rest of us want to see more of what we saw yesterday. Doesn't mean we're long-term. I have no reluctance to flip-flop back and forth.
Oh.
No.
I am truly somebody who decides in the moment what I feel.
Yeah, you're trying to win the next game.
And here's what all I can tell you is this. When Minshew was 14 for 15, and the only pass he missed, he did on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he hit everybody perfect. Some of that had to come back a little. It wasn't.
Yeah.
But he threw such a soft ball that they could all adjust to it. He had great touch. He had great vision.
Yep,
he did. The real question, and we're going to deal with this further on. All right, let's just say, because that Eagles defense gave the awful Jets three straight touchdowns.
Yeah.
Right up and down the field, three straight touchdowns.
Horrendous defense.
Would Hurts have matched them? Because, see, the reason the Eagles won the game is they matched them in the first half.
Yeah.
They kept touchdown, and the Eagles scored, and the Jets couldn't get an extra point.
Oh,
the Eagles ended up three. But I don't believe Hurts could have done
the
that.
The tough part to measure there is the Eagles scored quickly, efficiently. When Hurts is in there, they do take up more of the clock because they run the ball a lot more. So it's hard to – that part's hard for me to figure out. Right. The second half, when they ran the ball, the Jets didn't score because they didn't have possession.
They didn't have possession the whole third quarter.
That's it. It was incredible.
That was very well executed.
It was by Sirianni. It was.
All right. So here's the thing. I want to cover three other things super quick here just because they may not come up again. We have a huge football game to talk about. Dick Allen missed the Hall of Fame by one vote.
Again.
And I have been part of the email circle that they've been doing with Mark Carfagno. Those guys did everything humanly possible to get him the votes. They missed by one. That's horrific.
Mm-hmm.
That is awful. He absolutely deserves to be in there, and that was bad. Secondly, the union, right? We had actually talked about the union on Friday, Jonesy, because a lot of people were doing both games yesterday.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And the union lost because they were without
11 players.
That's amazing.
Because of COVID.
That's awful.
And they still led with 30 minutes to go in the game.
Jeez.
11
Who was
people.
Playing for him?
That's a shame.
That's unbelievable.
And finally, and I only bring this up because I'm sitting between two of the most brilliant hockey broadcasters in the world.
Ava and Joe.
Well, is today the day Alain Vigneault gets fired from the Flyers? 8 straight losses.
I don't think they will.
I think
they probably should have last week.
Jonesy.
But
today?
It could happen today.
How many games are you going to lose?
I wouldn't be shocked if it happened. Would you, Al?
I think Vigneault would be shocked if it doesn't.
I'm going tonight. Bill and I are going. We're going to the game.
All right, we're black. But let me just say this, all right?
Honestly, nasty.
Those three stories are awful.
Yeah.
That union story should warn the NFL about what's coming up here.
Absolutely.
Fast.
Breakthroughs, Omicron, plan accordingly. Tyrone is out of line next. Hi, Ty.
Good morning, man.
What are you feeling, my friend?
Man, like a double agent, man. That's all I can say. You're a double agent, man.
Well, you saw what I saw, Ty. You saw.
I did. You know what I saw? I saw a journeyman quarterback have a good game with the Eagles. That's what I saw.
He's 25.
He's
25. Okay, Tyrone, he's not a journeyman. He's 1 year older than Hurts. 1 year.
1 year older than Hurts, but how long has he been in the league?
3 years.
He came in 2019.
Three years.
And he had his own team, which was taken from him because after a while, everybody catches up with who he is. That's how it goes.
Catches up. He had a 96 passer rating last year.
I hear what you're saying, but that was one game, the first game of the season, right?
No, he had for the season 96. He had a very good year. They eventually knocked him out of there and put in Nick Foles, no less. But Ty, though, this guy's numbers have always been good, but he's not a spectacular performer. You know what I'm saying? He's not excited.
We have a chance. We always talk about developing our own guys, right?
Correct.
We have a chance here to develop a guy who's pretty good.
Yes, he is.
And the moment he has a bad game, we flop.
Hold on, Tyrone. Hold on. Is the idea to get in the playoffs or develop a quarterback?
We're going to get in the playoffs.
No. What gives you a better chance to get in the playoffs this year?
Jalen Hurts is 5-7 right now. He won most of the games. You just don't.
All right, so you literally had two bad teams. You want to talk about a level playing field. It's literally the same field.
Yep. Yes.
Against two bad teams from New York. You can't get much more of an equal measuring stick. If you were a player in that locker room, if you were an offensive player in that locker room and you had a blind ballot, who gives you the better chance to win the next game?
I'm going to come back to you and say this, in the Giants game, right, Jalen Hurts had a bad game.
Yeah.
But he also had three touchdowns that were also dropped, and he had a touchdown that could have won the game. Good quarterbacks find a way, even in bad games, to win. So when he had a chance to come back, Jalen Rager dropped the ball. But isn't it better not to have to come back? Are we going to have to come back with Gardner Minshew? If you watch his career, he's had games where he fell short at the end. It happens. When guys are in this league at the quarterback position, you are going to have games like that. But you got
I don't disagree, but I disagree strongly with your when you started with to develop. This isn't a development league.
You're right. Al, good argument. I enjoyed that. Was a good debate both ways. Ty, I just want to ask you one last thing. All right. Clearly, they're going back to Hurts after the bye, right?
Right.
Here's the real question. Now that they've seen what the other guy is capable of doing, the leash gets shorter, right? You're down at the half. Now the coach is going, wait a minute, that other guy was 14 for 15. Maybe I got to put him in. Isn't it now more precarious for Hurts? Doesn't he now have to perform extremely well as soon as he comes back?
Does have to perform. You know, position in the NFL, a short leash when you have a guy came out and did what Gardner did. I'm not going to take anything away from him. I'm an Eagles fan.
Okay.
But when you have a chance, when Hurts comes back, he has to be able to see the field a little bit better and not have many turnovers. Up until that Giants game, he was taking care of the football. No, he's not the passer Gardner is, but Gardner also has more experience than Jalen at this point.
Okay. Tyrone, listen to me. Get your sleeping bag. And report to the Keith Jones camp.
Yes.
Bring a clothespin.
I got the gas mask. I'm good.
Be well, Ty. There you go. Al, that was a good argument. That was a good argument.
Let it go, Al. That was
strong stuff, Al. That blind poll thing where you vote everybody.
Well, if you were a player, what would you – I mean
– you'd have to go with the guy that did what he did yesterday.
If you're Dallas Goedert, you're going with Minshew.
Oh, my God, Dallas Goedert.
There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt. But the other, I think there'd still be a strong amount of support for Hurts from the players in that locker room.
The guys were screaming about how much they love this guy. Do you want to hear Sanders? Miles Sanders? Right?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Miles Sanders got injured again near the end of the game. Hopefully he'll be okay after
played,
the bye.
Played well.
Listen to what he said about Minshew.
A lot of energy. I love him. I love him. Garner's a character. He's cracking jokes in the huddle. He loves to compete, and you can see it. And he took this game very seriously. He didn't come in as a backup. He looked at it as if he was the guy. So, and that's what I expect out of him, and he got us the W today.
He comes
out, that's strong,
right?
Praise.
He's got the bomber thing on. He's working the Fu Manchu. He starts his news conference with a joke. He takes a shot at Sirianni. Listen.
Just giving you all a heads up. Nick took up all the time, so we only got time for a couple.
Yeah, you know what that tells me? Guy's comfortable in his own skin.
Yeah, well.
Jonesy, you and Tyrone are in one camp here. Let me see where Jen's
J-E-T-S,
going.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Yeah, really. That is, they're so
Jets.
Bad.
Jen was at the game. Hi, Jen.
Good morning, Ange. How are you?
How was it?
It was awesome.
Your voice is hoarse. You were yelling.
By the time we were done, no Jets fans could spell J-E-T-S, and wow. It's a wonderful thing.
All right, so Jed, take us through your experience yesterday. What was it like? Tailgate, the whole thing.
It was awesome. It was awesome. I couldn't ask for a better day. I mean, you know, the tailgate. I mean, the trip down there was 10 times easier to get in than Philly, and I have to say it.
All right,
because no one's going.
But I want to know, when Minshew came out and kept matching him touchdown for touchdown with one great throw after another, what were you guys saying in the stands?
He needs to be our quarterback.
Oh, really? You're in his camp?
I am in his camp, 100%. He needs to be our quarterback.
Oh, wow. And did you stay till the very end?
We did. We stayed till the very end. A little worried about Jason Kelce. I hope he's, you know, okay, yeah. And that he can still come back, because I don't think Herbig can block. I think he can protect.
You are so right.
But
I want you to hear something, because right after the game, Minshew, in fact, Seth Joyner did not like it, what he did. He went over and greeted fans that were right near the tunnel, and he was doing it like he was the starting quarterback. I guess you're not supposed to do that. But listen to what Minshew said about the fans who went to the game yesterday.
Hell yeah, man. It's awesome, dude. We got great fans here. You know, every time we travel, man, they show out. So, man, it's been a lot of fun getting to know that and having the reception we had today. It was awesome. You know, by the second half, felt like a pretty good home game there.
Jen, yeah. I'm really loving the guy. It's a love at first sight kind of thing.
He has no excuses. He makes no excuses for anything. That's all I've heard from Hurts so far.
I enjoy when a man inserts the word man into his comments.
Yes.
I've always liked that, man.
Yes.
Okay, man.
I love it. So, Jen, you had a great day in the end.
We had a great day.
That's
By the
awesome.
Time we were done, the Jets fans were sitting down. They're
wow.
quiet.
Nice.
They're used to it.
Yeah, they are. But, Jen, you're a good mom. You did a great job. Thank you very much, Jen. Appreciate your call.
All right, Ange. Have a good day.
And Al, she can't even talk. She can't even talk. We got Rocco, Mike, Mad Mike. We got Nick. We got a bunch of people coming up. Don't you go anywhere. And again, I'm going to ask you to pick a camp. There's still a lot of people.
Today.
Listen, if you're loyal, you know, bravo to you. You're good. I myself have never been that loyal. I look at the situation and act accordingly. And my friend Al and I, we're in the same boat.
That's amazing.
Thinking.
I'm worried about Al.
Al, you and I don't agree very often. This is fun today.
Yeah.
Can't believe it. Jonesy's in the other tent. Smelling it up. 215-592-9490. If we come back, Elliot Shaw Parks checks in on the quarterback controversy. WIP Sports Time 636.
Holiday gatherings with family and friends are on the way, and it's critical to ensure your heater works safely. So now's the time to have your furnace professionally serviced by Horizon Services during Horizon's Holiday Savings Event. Book your home's heater tune-up and safety inspection for just $59 today by calling 800-999-1995. Horizon will inspect your heat exchanger and gas lines, plus confirm carbon monoxide is exiting your home properly. Your inspection is performed by Horizon's professional technicians, trained over 150 hours a year. They've got more fully stocked trucks on the road and
more technicians on call. So Horizon is the area's most trusted home services team. To get your fall heater tune-up and safety inspection for $59, call 800-999-1995 or visit horizonservices.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back, 6:42. You know, 7:30 is the coach, Nick Sirianni,
yep.
And I have prepared an interview, Al, that focuses a great deal on the quarterback position.
Oh, what camp is he in?
What's that? He is saying he's in the Hurts camp,
yep.
But he may not find that out till later today when he meets with his bosses.
Uh-huh. No, that's Tuesday with Lori.
No,
that's when he'll tell him.
Whenever. Elliot Shore Parks knows what goes on at those meetings, and he is here right now. Go ahead,
and
Al.
Sponsored by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places.
Elliot, so today or tomorrow, the coach will meet with Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman. What do you think the feedback will be on Gardner Minshew?
Well, I think they'll be feeling like they made a good trade to get him for a sixth-round pick. I think, you know, obviously he showed yesterday that they once again have one of the best backups in the league. And if they need him to start like he did yesterday, I think he can do a great job. Now, obviously the question is, what do they do moving forward? I think what Sirianni said yesterday is probably how Lurie and Howie are going to feel, which is stick with Jalen Hurts versus Washington. Does that mean they won't bench him? Does that mean he'll just start the rest of the year? I don't think so, but I do think that both Lurie, Howie, and Nick will be on the same page of wanting to start Jalen versus Washington.
I anticipated that foolish response, Elliot, and I will follow it up with this. True or false? The offense that Minshew ran yesterday is preferable to what Hurts did prior to that in the eyes of Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman.
I think that's true. I think when you look at the passing attack versus the Jets yesterday compared to what they had been doing the past few games, I think that's how they would prefer to run the offense. Now, Sirianni said they were going to pass it a lot versus the Jets anyway yesterday. Whether or not that's true, I think it's fair to have some skepticism. But, yeah, I think that Lurie, there's no question Lurie prefers to win throwing the ball.
All right, so what did Minshew show yesterday, Elliot, that Hurts has not been able to show so far?
So I think there was two things that Minshew showed, because I actually think that the actual throws he made, Hurts is capable of making a lot of those throws, if not all of them. But I think what Minshew did was you saw he was a little further along in his development as a passer. One, I thought he did a better job of staying in the pocket. That first touchdown pass to Dallas Goedert with some pressure in his face, I don't know if Hurts makes that throw. I think Hurts maybe tries to keep rolling out, and, you know, he might try to run. I also think that Minshew throws with better anticipation. He throws guys open, and I think that, again, is the result of being 2 years older and having some more experience. So I think those were the main differences you saw, and those are things that the coaching staff have said they want to work with Hurts on, staying in the pocket, throwing guys open. And right now, Minshew does a better job of that than Hurts does.
Elliot, there is no doubt, zero in your mind, that Hurts starts the next game if he's healthy. Is that correct?
I wouldn't say no doubt, right? I mean, Hurts said he was going to play on Wednesday, and he didn't play. So I believe he will start. But, you know, with how crazy things go with the quarterback position with this team, would it shock me if Minshew ended up starting? No, it wouldn't shock me. I mean, you know, he left a little bit of room open by saying he thinks Hurts will be healthy in 2 weeks, and I think he will too. And I think he'll start. But would I 100%? I wouldn't say 100%.
All right, close enough so that it leads to this question, and it is this. Okay, fine. Then what was accomplished yesterday was shortening the leash for Hurts. Now that they see that hurt Minshew, even if it's in one short burst like the first half yesterday, can really inject some life into the offense. If Hurts starts badly when he comes back, don't you think it's a shorter hook before they go to Minshew?
Absolutely, 100%. I think that was what was clear yesterday, is if Hurts comes out and struggles against Washington, I think they will go to Minshew, and I think they should. Like, I understand the benefit of allowing Hurts to play through struggles to a certain degree, right? I think that's important for his development. But what's more important for the development of this franchise is making the playoffs, and they have a real chance to do that after the win yesterday. The Vikings lost to the Lions. And so, yeah, I think if Hurts comes out and he's struggling against Washington, I think there is a real chance they would put Minshew in, and, you know, I think it would be the right decision.
All right, Elliot, I have a test question for you because it's on my list for the coach in less than an hour, and that is, could you please describe for the audience this morning the defensive game plan against the Jets?
I don't know if there was one. Now, hopefully Sirianni has a better answer than that, but yeah. I think that early on in that game, Jonathan Gannon was outcoached. He was outcoached by the Jets' offensive coaching staff. Guys were wide open. Now, the first touchdown, they did get put in a tough spot with the special teams. You know, I've never seen a hole so big in the middle of the field, like, all year. So the fact that that happened, I think, you know, put the defense in a tough spot. But those next two drives are inexcusable. I mean, the Jets are one of the worst offenses, or arguably the worst offense in the entire league. Now, they did recover. They only let up 18 points, and I think that's ultimately important. But, yeah, early on, like, you could see that the work the Jets did throughout the week to prepare for the Eagles was better than the work the Eagles did to prepare for the Jets.
I would agree with that. All right, let's get to an ominous sign right at the end of the game. This team is nothing without Jason Kelce. And he's he's really limping hard off that field. He does not complete the game. Is there any indication if he's going to be okay, Elliot? What do we know right now about Jason?
So walking yesterday from the locker rooms back up to the press box, I did see Kelce. He did have a walking boot on, which is not a good sign. I will say that in all my years covering the team, there's not been many weeks I've seen a player in a walking boot and then he plays in the next game. Now, two caveats I would say is obviously they have the bye week, and obviously we're talking about Jason Kelce, who is a player that has shown he's extremely tough and he does not miss games. But, yeah, he looked to be in a ton of pain when he initially went down yesterday. He was walking very gingerly, and then to see the walking boot, like, I think there's a decent chance he doesn't play against Washington.
All right, so this leads to the last question. Nate Herbig, you're the backup frickin' center and the coach in a game you've already won is going shotgun, do you have to figure out how to center the ball back to the quarterback? What is wrong with Nate Herbig?
Well, I would also say, what's wrong with Sirianni? Like, how many times has Herbig gone in this year? And the first play is a shotgun snap. Like, he's shown he can't do it. Maybe, with the 2 weeks of practice, he can improve. Maybe the adrenaline of going in. I don't know. But this is multiple times Sirianni has done this. So I do think if Kelce is unable to play, they will go with Herbig at center. And my advice to them, if they're going to do that, is make sure Herbig stays in Philly and just spends all week practicing that shotgun snap, because he can't do it, and it's an important part of the offense.
No, I don't like him anymore. Elliot Sharp Parks, I just want to be clear. You are in the Jalen Hurts camp. Is that correct, Elliot?
I am, but one thing I would say, too, is it's important in this controversy, because it is a controversy. Let's
of course it is.
Right? Of course it is, right? People will say it's not. It definitely is. One difference is, Jalen Hurts is actually popular in the locker room. When there was the Foles-Wentz dynamic, that was not there, right? People liked Foles, but were very willing to give up on Wentz. I don't think that's the case with Hurts.
That's a good point.
No, he is a fine man, Mr. Hurts, but is he the right quarterback? Elliot Sharp Parks, intrigue develops. Let me go to my man, Rocco, at the Dirty 30. He went to the game yesterday. Hi, Rock.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
Tell me, what was it like, Rock?
It was like being at the link. It was a ton of Eagles fans, brother. Let me tell you something.
All right.
That place was overtaken. We took over that stadium. There was more Fly Eagles Fly and Eagles chants than anything that Jets fans were putting out.
Do you hear the pride in Rocco's voice? Rock, but you're watching him up close with Fu Manchu and hitting pass after pass. You starting to feel a little something for Gardner Minshew?
Before I answer that question, can I tell you the camp that I'm definitely in 100% without
yes.
a doubt?
Yes.
I'm in the get rid of Rager camp.
No, there's no camp for that. Everyone's in that camp. All right, Rock, let me do that one next time. So the ball, he lets the ball go. He doesn't want to return any kick.
No.
This one isn't even in the end zone, and it bounces on the point of the ball, and it doesn't go in, and he almost have a catastrophic turnover. What were you guys doing in the stands, Rock?
The whole game with all the Eagles fans, he's got to go. It was like we were ready to start, you know, that chant. Get fire Rager or something, you know, something along that line. That was, you know, that was a 96-yard offensive drive.
Yes, it was.
That was impressive. So that kind of like wiped it out. But what the one that got to me, he's making a fair catch. And the ball hits his hand as he's waving for the fair catch.
That's right.
And he almost muffs it. That was his best return all season. Because
right.
he had to react and not think. When this guy thinks, man, he's in trouble.
No, he absolutely stinks. Every time he's on the field, you're waiting for something horrible to happen. Rock, people have to understand what you were just saying. You guys got in your cars. You drove 100 miles. To troll one of your players in an away game. That is a lot of effort. That's a lot of hatred.
That only I can bring in all this negativity on a game after the game we had yesterday.
All right, now get me into your – I got to know what camp you're in. We're trying to make room for you.
Hurts.
You're in the Hurts camp? You're with Jonesy?
Yeah, I want to see how he bounces back. I wanted to see it after the Giants game. I didn't, you know, that opportunity didn't present itself. After a bye week, I want him, you know, he's going to be healthy. I want to see how he bounces back. That's going to be a great judge of his character, and it's going to be a really important game, and it's going to be a tough game because Washington looks like they're pretty decent. I'm not going to say they're great.
All right, hold on. Rock, I got to ask it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to have you start the conversation. Before the Eagles face Washington, Washington faces the Cowboys. Rocco. Who are you rooting for? Come on, Rock. Who
pick,
are you rooting
pick a
for?
Team, Rock.
You're a leader in your community. There's no ties,
no
Rocco.
Ties.
Rocco, no fudging. I got to know. You know how much it helps the Eagles if the Cowboys beat Washington. Who you got?
I'm still going to pick Washington because I think we beat them after they beat the Cowboys.
It's horrible
then,
answer, Rock. Horrible answer.
No.
Gotta let you go. 215.
I don't want him in my camp.
No, he's out. Jonesy just kicked Rocco out of the camp. Rocco now has his own separate camp.
Yes.
Without Jonesy in it.
His own town.
Now, are you an Eagles fan? If you are, you have no choice. You understand?
The Cowboys, yeah.
It's never been clearer than this week coming up. Don't be shaking your head over there, Blondie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to call you your name anymore.
Rear.
Apparently, I'm really butchering it.
You haven't done it in a long time. I'll give you that. Early on, you used to do it.
But the point is, you got to do what's right for your team. And what's right for your team is the Cowboys winning, preferably. Who do you think is favorite of that game?
Oh, that'll be Dallas.
Washington's got four straight wins. Washington won four in a row.
Where
it's
was that game?
In Washington.
It'll still be Dallas.
Who's favorite? Give me the line, Al. Give me the line. Don't be looking. Give
Seven?
Me the line. I know the line, Al. Don't look it up. Oh. I want to know.
Four.
Wow, he's good.
Wow.
Minus 4.5.
That's pretty good, Al.
You're really good, Al. 215-592-9494. We got a NovaKid.com coming on to tell us about Jason Kelce's issues. And then the coach at 7:30. Don't go anywhere. WIP Sports Time is 6:55. Let me tell you about great lawyers. I know the three best lawyers when it comes to workers' compensation in America. The names are Sam Pond, Tom Lee Hockey, and Jerry Giordano. And I'm going to Jerry Lee Hockey and Tom Giordano. I got to tell you what's great about these guys, all right? They win. That's all you need to know. They win. I mean, to the tune of over $1 billion in workers' compensation lawsuits and social security disability benefits. They are a phenomenal law firm right here in our city, and right now they're doing a very special thing. Pond Lee Hockey has their annual 25 Days of Giving. They spread holiday cheer every day throughout the first 25 days of December. They contribute to local and nationwide charities. 25 days, 25 donations, 25 charities. That's what Pond Lee Hockey is all about. They wish everybody a happy holiday. Go to pondleehockey.com to learn more about 25 days of giving.
Brought to you by PGW Program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.